face, and I watch her teardrop fall. And I try to figure out where I'd fall off the tracks, why I sold my soul to the devil, and then I stole it back. And in the end, you know what, dopey ain't got no friends. And the junkie,
who?
Nuh-uh.
Mike Ness. The old social commercial. He's in the 70s punk band. That's him.
He listens to new shit.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. This came out like a year or so ago, maybe. And I was like, okay, dude, this guy's still throwing down, man. He's like 50 now. Because he did that 8 years for murdering his girlfriend. When the... Social Distortion broke up because he went to prison. That's why that last album was so hardcore. It's all about killing bitches and fuck her and fucking party it out. Nothing gonna stop me, you know? And then the first album out, dude, was like how he fucking loves life, beauty in this and beauty in that. This song's about getting off dope.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Pro-Am Belts, Game Changer Clothing, Draco Impact Armor, Hype Fight Store, Intimidation Clothing, Ink Tank Tattoo, 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, and Jax Media. You're listening to MMA Madhouse.
Here we go. Another day, another strike. Here we go. It's the living sacrifice. Here we go. I get your boots. Here we go. I get your fucking free day. Here we go. Another day, another hour. Here we go.
Welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. It's Wednesday night. We're number 181, and since I played the old opener, maybe I should find the right opener. Gosh, let's see. Here we go. This should be the right one with our sponsors.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors. Draco Impact Armor. Intimidation Clothes.
Okay, let's try this one.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors. Draco Impact Armor. Intimidation Clothing. Valley Auto. All Out Fight Shop. Ink Tank Tattoo. Game Changer Clothing. Hype Fight Store. Bushido.ca. GFL.TV. Rear Naked Smoke. Pro-Am Belts. Vision Smoke Shop. Big T's Nightclub. Clench Custom Mouthguards. Brawl Base. Triumph Fitness. Central Oregon Trike. Crossroader Clothing. And Jax Media.
Okay, folks, there we go. Welcome to MMA Madhouse Live, number 181. Tonight we have got a great show, but like always, my partner in crime will be joining me momentarily, Lepaki, and when he's ready, I will drop his little theme song and walk him in.
Do it.
Hey.
Do
oh,
it.
I didn't think you were already ready, so here you go.
Selection. Check out this selection right here.
Where you from?
He's critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls you nothing except for your mama and personal virtual monkey ass.
Mr. Lepaki, how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on, buddy? Dude, it was so funny. You're sitting there playing the intro. You're playing the intro song, and you've got your like little fancy little headset, and you can mute yourself, and you can mute this, and you can mute that, but you can't figure out that you talked through 2/3 of the intro song, telling us the story about
Mike Ness.
Yeah, Mike Ness. I was like, how?
Well, it's funny because I just looked over because you know Rear Naked Smoke's hanging out in the studio tonight, and I just looked over and I was telling him, I was like, hey, I don't know if I had that muted correctly or not.
you didn't. Because we heard we heard that conversation as well, where you were like, mic check, mic check, mic check. And you're like, oh, yeah, see, I can't hear what we're saying.
I was getting all confused there, man. I played the wrong opening for sponsors. I was like, la, 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 la. But I'm ready tonight. If everything goes well, folks, the one and only White Trash BJJ will be with us. We're waiting on some verifications there, but we also are going to have Gian Herrera. This kid, legit. You guys watch out for him, man.
La Pulga.
Yeah, he's a beast, brother.
The Flea. The Flea. And that's his name.
Yeah. And then since we're sitting here and we got a few minutes, bro, I know you've been on the road, but
why don't you bring the homeboy in?
He's sitting right here, right next to us. He can talk anytime he's ready. Let me switch up the mic
set.
Yeah,
maybe get him on that works, Skippy.
I'm getting on it. Hold on. Did you see, I don't know because you were driving if you saw it or not, but the Fight Network up in Canada just not only picked up the Road FC event, but they also picked up Pancrase.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Say hi, everybody.
Yo.
Yo. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, little potty? You can hear me all right or what?
Yeah, I can hear you good, man.
All right. Yeah,
Let's talk about some things, Skippy, prevalent here to the Pacific Northwest. Last night, Cage Warrior Combat's upcoming card, March 1st, was canceled.
I saw that post. Once again, you're leading the way with breaking news, like usual. But has anybody heard of maybe their explanation, or are we all to assume the truth?
Well, I don't know. I never saw what they said. I just saw they said that they were going to have to postpone the event.
Now, let me ask you. Is it true that some of the fighters found out from your post?
Yeah. We can just say that I told a lot of people last night when I posted.
Wow, you're talking about shit. It's somebody's
like,
curious, buddy.
Once I said that, Basically, I started my direct message box started blowing up. What are you talking about? What are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure, man. I'm dead sure. I'm not posting something without being positive. And I mean,
hey, I was gonna.
I mean, I could tell you more, but I really just think, you know, it's enough that, you know, the event was canceled. It's not going to happen. You know, if the fighters would like to find out, they can talk to the people that are involved.
Hey, Clinch, you want to hang out with us, or are you just listening to the show tonight, brother?
He's just listening.
Okay,
sounds like
cool.
He's cutting guards.
Okay. You better be. I got a badass guard I just ordered. It's all organic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you did you have any special ingredients added to it?
Yes.
Nice.
Hey, by the way, Peter just got back with me. He can't make cage sport.
Man, I thought this guy was going to be able to cover events.
He said he works. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
Doing wonderful, man.
Good, buddy. How are you?
The show.
Is he mute me? See how it is.
You're not muted.
Look, I was when you asked me a question. I answered you. I cursed at you and everything. You definitely couldn't hear me or you would have been like, hey, this is Madhouse. Don't talk like that.
Were you talking for 10 minutes?
I was calling you bad names.
Oh.
Nice. We knew that you would start off with that, and we wanted you to be on AM radio this week.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Always been
We had your best interest in mind. Always, you know.
I have a voice made for AM radio or silent film, one of the two. So.
Let's hope AM radio, buddy. You know. I mean, how awesome.
Face for radio. Yeah. That's cool.
Well, I don't know, man. You must have a better face than what we think because, I mean, you got a pretty good-looking old lady.
Yeah, but that's because I – never mind. Yeah. Yep, you're right. Wrong show.
We can ask you that on a – I'm putting that on my notepad to ask you that on Friday.
Friday, dude. You're going to answer that question.
Not a problem. You already know the answer.
Well,
the answer you always try to use is I think is safe for AM radio when you say that you're taller when you're laying down than you are when you're standing up.
Yes, that's one of my wife. Only guys ever met. So I can't answer your question about Cage Warrior Combat. They have to pay off the last show first.
Yeah.
So it's financial.
You said you owe much money. Yeah. Financial issues, but
okay.
He's been through it before. I'm sure he'll grind through it. But there are a lot of upset people, so.
So was it the state that ultimately stopped it?
That's what I'm told. So it's a good choice. Take care of one first.
Yeah.
It's a smart thing to do.
Oh, most definitely.
So what do you guys think about the card coming up this week and at the Emerald Queen Casino?
I think there's some good fights on it, actually.
Yeah, I do, too. Interesting fights.
What do you guys think about the title fight? Broken Shire and Hoffman.
Dude, I mean, no offense, you know, but I mean, dude, when was the last time Talon Hoffman even fought at Cage Sport?
That's a good question. I'm curious.
I mean, dude, you can't tell me there's not enough 145-pounders there to where one of them doesn't deserve a shot. I mean, if Erosa's fighting on this card, why isn't he should be in the title picture? Or is he at 155 on this? I can't remember.
No, it's 45. It's Mike Joy.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
yeah. Mike Joy should probably actually be getting this title shot.
Yeah,
not in a contender fight with Erosa.
Mike Joy would have a pretty good shot.
He's going off.
Never rose to fight Talon Hoffman. Mike Joy fight Drew.
Yeah, it would make more sense, but they're not. I don't think people are looking for the toughest fight out there, you know.
Let me ask you guys a little bit about Talon. How, you know, with his last three losses coming all submission, all in the first round. You think Drew's going to try to tap him out quick, or you think he's going to knock him out?
Well, I don't know that Drew would knock anybody out.
TKO, look at that.
I would expect a submission.
Yeah, he'll probably sub him.
He'll probably take him down and get back and get ready to choke.
Beer bomb got a guillotine off in 2 minutes.
Probably between like the 3 and 4 minute mark of the first round.
Well, all his losses have come within 3 minutes of the first round. Evan Dunham tapped him out in 38 seconds. Beer bomb 240. Lance Wolf TKO in the second round. Alex Pova armbar at less than a minute. Patrick Prescott, rear naked choke at 221. And then his last three wins are Chuck Fordyce, Matt May, and Daryl Flores.
I mean, I know he was a, what, four-time state champion?
You what?
Talon was like a four-time state champion?
Wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's got going.
You know, so, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how the wrestling plays out, but I think that Drew's MMA wrestling is probably a lot better.
Well, you see this guy got subbed on the ground 3 times at least. I don't know that his wrestling's doing him much good. He's leaving himself open.
Yeah.
Jeff, let me ask you your opinion on this one. Wu Johnson, Rico.
Dude, Wu's going to beat that ass. Son.
First round knockout. First round knockout, probably.
And it might literally be a knockout. It might really be a knockout.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Or it could be, elbows in the clinch against the cage.
Okay. Because
if you remember back to Wu's fight with Jordan, they spent a lot of time clinched up against the cage. I'm not sure that Rico's as good as Jordan, but...
No, not even close. Not even close.
You know,
I think this should be pretty easy for Wu. This is that these guys that are ready to be pros, that come and be pros, these first couple of fights are usually not too tough. I don't see this as being a real tough fight for him. They're all dangerous.
Hey.
Something could happen, but it's not that tough.
Dude, how come they got Eric Victor's record all jacked up? That's not what his record is. He's fighting Rob Kahn, 2-2. Eric Victor, under the tutelage of Mike Guymon, coming, you know, through the ranks, took some time off, and since he's come back, he's lost 2 fights, but he had 3 victories before that, and they have him marked down as 0-2. He should be 3-2, which makes that fight seem really interesting.
And the underground has him at 2-0.
Yeah, he won 3 fights under when he was fighting out of Guymon's gym, and then he took the time off, and then he came up, lost to JT, and then lost to who did he fight at at Full Nelson? I forgot. Justin Milani, right? Is that who he fought?
Oh, are you talking about the guy just on January 4th?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the guy that beat up Old Man Dave?
Was that it? Was it Jason Lambert? I think you're right.
Jason Lambert, that's a big difference in weight classes.
185.
45 to
85?
No, 155. Or
145. Oh, yeah,
155. Hold on a second. What the fuck, dude? He fought JT at 180, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
I think
did
that fight at Pendleton. I think that fight at Pendleton was a catch weight. I think that fight in Pendleton was a catch weight too, like 160 for some reason.
His first pro fight is 98. Did he really start 16 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's old as dirt, bro.
Dude, he took 10 years off to fucking focus on opening his gym when Guymon got all crazy and tried to kill himself and he left the gym. He moved up to Oregon and spent the last, 10 years trying to establish himself as a gym.
Which he's done a great job at. I don't, I might not think he's going to win this fight, but as far as if you're in Central Oregon and you're looking for somewhere to train at, you can't really go wrong going over there.
He's producing killers.
You know? Do I think that he's going to kill? No.
But I've never seen him fight at 145, man. This, to me, is a very interesting fight now because when he fought JT, he came in on the scale.
No, this is at 155. This is at 155, man.
No, it says 145 on the press release.
Well, it's at 155 from what I know because Rob took it on show for like 3 weeks.
He's not fighting 55. No way. It's 45. Wow. He's been training with Landon, so he'll be cheap.
Oh yeah, he's been spending the weekends at Northwest Elite. Telling you, dude, when are those two guys gonna start just working together? If they combine forces, oh my god.
Yeah, it's kind of that way now. If these guys were up here, they could train. If Landon's were down there, they could train, but it's not exactly close.
Yeah, I guess logistically it would be difficult. If, I wonder if Eddie's listening. Is Rob, I'm just going to message him. Is Rob playing at 145 or 155?
He's probably sleeping because he didn't go to sleep until just a couple hours ago because he went to the Seahawks thing today. Parade. Him and 750,000 other people.
For what?
Which was 750,000 reasons for me to stay home.
Was there a part of you that actually wanted to go, though?
Yeah, because I had season tickets for 4 years, so, yeah, but there's no way. 750,000 people, not a chance. That's a nightmare.
Do you think that they got the reception that they deserve?
I didn't even see anything on TV, so I don't know. If there's 750,000 people there, then yes. That's pretty big.
What's it been like in that area since Sunday night and you guys won the Super Bowl?
Shock. I can't believe it still. It just seemed like something would always happen, that this was never happened, but it definitely happened.
Is Peyton Manning the Houston Astros of the NFL?
He was your boy last week. What happened? He's going to beat him by 60-0.
Dude, you know what? I'm telling you right now, and I'll say this publicly, everybody, STP tattoo, Twitter at me if you don't believe me. This was rigged.
I want to know, Jeff, as you know, you were probably a Seahawks fan in the 80s and the 90s when they were in the AFC and always ended up playing the Broncos. Was it a little bit sweeter winning the Super Bowl against Denver as a fan, knowing that for years they used to just beat the brakes off you guys?
Absolutely, yep. Better. I couldn't have picked, because the Raiders probably wouldn't have been a better team to beat in my eyes.
Do you know what the Raiders
I like the Raiders, and now the 49ers. 49ers are nice to beat now because all my friends that are 49er fans for some reason.
Yeah, like poor Javier, he's so confused.
Yeah, he is. He don't know what to do.
I think that if he got rid of the 49ers fanboy stuff, that Revolver would really take off.
Well, he's listening. He will be listening, so I think Javier, you should consider that, man. Do it for your business.
Javier, don't listen to these guys. They're a one-and-done team, not even a dynasty ever. They're just an Appalachian
you're bitter.
Okay, I'm not bitter. My team has multiple titles. They got one for every finger. Pittsburgh Steelers, Bobby, that's a dynasty. Dallas Cowboys, dynasty. 49ers, dynasty. You want me to keep going? Because you guys are not a dynasty. You guys
hey,
won.
You know what? Miami Dolphins.
Okay, Mr. Oregon.
Undefeated. Miami Dolphins are the only team in the history of the NFL with an undefeated season. Come talk to me when your little punk ass Titans do that.
How many titles did Marino win down there?
I said perfect season.
And what did that get you? One perfect season got you
perfect.
How many rings did you get off that perfect season?
How many rings does your team have?
Five, Pittsburgh Steelers, buddy, and we did it coming in as
Dude,
a
how
wild.
Are you Pittsburgh Steelers? How are you Pittsburgh Steelers?
You bounce more than anybody I know. Come on.
Listen,
I thought you were Houston. Jeff, what happened to Houston Oilers?
You're not even in the same state anymore. You're not even in the same part of the country anymore. You bounce everywhere. Road whore.
No, look. I'll be honest, my team's Houston Oilers, okay? Straight up. They don't exist anymore.
But see, they happened to them. This was their best year, wasn't it?
So I'll go with my secondary team, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're stepping up to fill in for the MIA Oilers. And once again, we have multiple championships. been there way more times than you guys. So when you guys learn to quit being Oregon Duck football players and you want to play with the big boys, come on over. I'm going to get blown up tonight about this shit.
That's funny.
Dude, I love Nike University, folks. $100 million and you can't even buy a championship.
Which they cost at Oregon State.
They don't, because Oregon State
national,
they stuff.
We win national championships, son.
Yes, they do.
Sounds like the smart way to do it.
Yeah. I still love that Ducks fail every year.
Yeah, I love it too. I just wish that Caitlin wouldn't have drank. I just wish Caitlin wouldn't have drank the Kool-Aid. I'd almost rather her have gone to Washington State than the University of Oregon.
Such a waste of a great mind.
Just a waste of a great mind.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been happy up there.
Why would you wish her to be an alcoholic? That's not cool.
Well, you know, I mean, you go to the University of Oregon, you're probably going to be a weed head.
Yeah, you might have your football players that would rob you. That's the coolest thing. Their football players rob you. They speed around late at night with drugs. It's a cool group to hang with.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like your people, man. Sounds like your people.
My peoples. Five members of Team Quest Thailand will compete in the Chiang Maya first MMA promotion. Wow.
So hold on, dude. Let's get back to K-Sport, man. Which girls' fight is going to be better, Miriam versus Kate or Regan and Cheryl?
Regan and Cheryl.
Yeah, it's a better fight.
Okay, one at a time.
I think that's...
Go ahead,
the same. We both agree, the same.
I think that and Cheryl will be the better fight. I think that unless Katie can get it to the keep it standing, then she's in big trouble. If they hit the ground, I don't see that going well for anybody with Miriam. I saw her last night at her gym, and she looks good. She's ready. And, yeah.
Did you roll with her?
No, not last night. I did talk about it, though.
What do you think after watching her roll a few times now? Do you think I have a good chance?
No.
Will I make it out of the first minute?
Yes. Well, you don't do anything dumb, you'll make it out of the first minute. But I don't think you'll make it out of the first round. I don't think you'd make it 5 minutes. But I think you could muscle your way, you know, for a little bit and try to, you know, if you just defend and don't try to attack at all, you probably make it a little while. But yeah, if you try to attack, you're going to get subbed. And you're going to get subbed anyways, probably.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how
long. Probably even sub me. You might even sub me.
She'd probably get me a zipper choke. I have a feeling she'd get me, like, I'm really, for some reason, the collar chokes are always, I always tend to get caught there.
Yeah, see, I won't roll with the gi, so I told her, no gi, shirts and skins.
I know, so see, that's why she respects me so much more. She says, no gi, she says, you no gi? No gi, Jeff? No.
Nope.
You afraid.
Afraid. I've never been in a fight with my bathrobe on, ever. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not until recently. But my wife apologized, and I'm over it.
Well, that was nice of her.
She feels bad when she wins that decisively. What do you think is going to happen in the Reagan fight?
I think Reagan wins. Probably second round, TKO.
TKO, huh?
I don't know, man. Cheryl's so tough, man. She's, you know, so damn tough.
I believe it's at 120, so that works in Cheryl's favor.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit harder for Reagan to make.
Oh, I think they'll both make it easy, but when you get below 120, Cheryl, it starts to hurt her. Like the fight with Amy, she was already under 120 when she was asked to change the fight. She was already under that weight. She's like 117, and then they have to change the fight to 120. And then to 125. Yeah, so as long as – well, the weight won't get changed because Reagan's coach, there won't be any problems with weight. And won't be any stuff like that. So the coach is kind of hardcore, to say the least. This is going to be Reagan's coming out party, though, as a pro. There's a lot of hype. She's supposed to be, you know, one of the best in the world, supposedly. She's amazing potential, so I know she's really good, but I haven't seen her in a long time. She did just fight Katie Howard, won a decision.
I don't know much about Katie Howard. Is she training at Eric's gym?
Yeah, she trained with Team Wise, Derek Wiseman.
Oh. Interesting name for your team, Team Wise.
Yeah. Yep.
What about some of these other fights? What do you think about the fight Chaz Jordan and Zach Kahn?
That's a great fight. That could be the fight of the night. That fight was supposed to happen as amateurs, and it never happened. It was supposed to be even like two or three times, and the last time was Chaz's last amateur fight, and something happened. I think Chaz got hurt or somebody got hurt, and it didn't happen, but that's a really good fight. That's the dangerous. I think Chaz's ground game's better. Zach's just Zach, man. You've seen him now a few times. And he's going
to
do his best and not afraid. And Chaz has really good training partners now. He's had a different gym than he was before. You know, he's with Ivins now. He's not with Yakima, so he's a different fighter. I think he's pretty dangerous.
Did he have his knee ever fixed, or did he just let it heal without surgery?
I don't think that he has surgery, but I'm not 100% on that. I know his leg got smashed or something. Did you see this? You know what happened?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the freak happened. I think it was in training, maybe.
Like a boat. No, I think it was not training. I think it was like a seafarer or something.
Oh, that
like,
could have been it.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure it wasn't at the gym.
No, but he was down, dude. Like, shit looked like he needed, like, ACL surgery.
Hey, while we're sitting here bullshitting, folks out there, get out there and check out Smoker Fight. We're starting to work with them. Also, Celtic Gladiator. Go check them out, Contenders Promotion. They got another big kickboxing event coming up. Go check them all out. What do we got this week? We got, obviously, Batetti Combat 19, which ain't going to be streamed now. We've also got Tachi Palace 18. That's going to be a good event. But that's in, like, what, 10 days? No.
Yeah.
Thursday. 22 hours from now.
Batetti is in 17 hours. Tachi's Thursday night. That's where my boy Chris is fighting at. Fight time is on Friday.
Tachi
is still streaming on SureDog.
No. Smoke just said that it's going to be live streamed. So anybody out there,
roommate.net,
hit them up. They got great links for legal MMA streams. I just saw what you put in the script. Fascism. Lepaki, go over there. Go on the Smoke site and look under upcoming events and look why he put the Teddy got canceled. That's classic. But you guys can get over there and find links from everything from Joe Rogan, our shows. You guys can find great fight videos. But he's got links this week for Tachi Palace that we're talking about, Tachi Palace 18. And, Jeff, you're live again. So you guys can get over there and get a link. It's rearnakedsmoke.net. You guys follow him on Twitter at RNSMMA.
Man, go to Billy Spears, dude. You guys aren't ready for Rear Naked Smoke on that. You have to go spend time at Billy Spears first.
We were just talking about that the other day.
Dude, we're always talking about that, bro.
You guys should definitely check out all his websites. RearNakedSmoke.info. Also, like you said, BillySpears.com. Is it right, .com?
Yeah, .com.
So, you guys will know what's going on. Yeah, man, we've
Do you guys think that? Do you guys think that the Freemasons are a heavy part of the Mormon Church and their secrecy?
No, I don't think so, bro. I think the Mormons are just weirdos, man.
I do think.
You don't think they're Freemasons?
No, I think it's two different animals, man.
I do think JV is Illuminati. That one about the posse. He's like, oh, shit. I never thought about that, but he's Illuminati. They're now having Illuminati base.
I think everybody is part of the Illuminati, man, to a certain extent. You can't get away from it.
So, since folks, we're not going to have Bobby tonight. He's just too tied up. He's not able to get free. So we got about another 20 minutes before we jump to the next hour and pay commercial bills and stuff. So we're going to probably just keep talking about blah, blah, blah for whatever. But
Is Jeff back on here?
I got Jeff. Well, it says he's live.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about Torres and Sojat? I think Torres can win that fight.
Yeah.
Maybe late second half TKO.
Yeah. Probably.
Sojat's going to have a huge height advantage.
Eduardo's not super short, though. He's, but yeah.
Like 5'6".
Trevor is like 5'11".
Yeah.
And Eduardo's probably 5'7". But Arduero is going to have a speed advantage and a hands advantage. And
that's something.
Like, if Trevor gets a little better.
A hold of him. If Trevor gets a hold of him, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, he'll be stronger.
Lepaki.
Skippy.
You're working, your butt off for Mr. Sam Sealander. Might as well tell you this so you can fill out some more paperwork on his behalf. Tiger Muay Thai just posted a couple hours ago they're going to do 7 sponsorships this year. And they're looking for young, eager fighters who are willing to learn and train.
Nice. I've got that built into copy and paste mode. I'm ready for
I put the link up an hour ago on my website, on my Facebook page. So
website? Oh, on your website, Skip? Oh, on your website? Oh, now it's your website, Skip?
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that how it is, Skip? Oh, really? Really?
Okay. And, oh, my God.
Are you stealing that idea?
I'm hijacking it.
Are you Shanghaiing it? Are you going to Shanghai my next idea, too?
Dude, oh, my God.
Tell me what I'm going to do tomorrow now. What am I going to do tomorrow?
Oh, man.
Jeff, everything we're doing tonight, write it down, and on the Sunday Night MMA Breakdown, we're just going to steal it all.
Oh, yeah.
Just push play. Just push play. Hey, what do you guys think about Marcus Davis's student hating him now and wanting to come beat his ass?
Who's that?
Poor Marcus Davis.
Marcus Davis's student, Ryan Sanders, left on bad terms. Been training somewhere else for a little over a year. So now he's coming back to fight Marcus Davis, and they got really bad blood, I guess, up in Bangor.
Sounds like, I don't know who the student is, but that you said it's usually not a good idea. But I don't know the guy. Is he tough?
That's because my curiosity is, how many times has a student in MMA, we see it all the time in kickboxing and Thai fights, but in MMA, how many times has a student come into the cage to face the guy who taught him and what's been the outcomes? Because today there's so much cross-training, I don't think you could really,
I did it every day for like 7 years. So I think it happens all the time because I tried to knock out Landon Showalter every day for 7 years.
Literally, how'd that go for
every
you?
Day. It didn't go very well. He didn't get knocked out. He got lucky. Or just a lot better than me, one of the two. Probably just got lucky.
Oh, well, speaking of getting lucky, fighters out there who want to stand up and bang in the K-1 world, Super Combat UK tryouts and sponsorship packets are available now. Get get over to Super Combat. I think it's .com, just straight up supercombat.com, and fill out an application. They are going to be covering this live on TV through Eurosport and broadcast in 90 countries. And we know what happened last year. Andre Stoika, he came through the tryout, won the New Heroes, picked up the title, and now he's fighting who's he fighting at Glory? Isn't he fighting Abdullah? Is that who he's fighting? I just saw it the other day.
Oh, hold on. Were you talking about Batetti the channel?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about Combate TV is not going to run MMA anymore?
Yeah. They're not going to run regional.
That's fucking bullshit.
Unless they're...
Sorry, Carl.
No, they're going to still keep running, if you read it, basically. They're going to still keep running Zuffa, and more than likely, we've assumed they're going to keep running Jungle Fights, but the smaller promotions that they're not going to run because they say, you know, it's costing too much and people like Zuffa are paying for X amount of this coverage, basically. And read the article. It's kind of fucked.
Kind of what?
Kind of messed up.
Oh.
It's kind of ducks. Oh, man, dude, that guy is a beast.
What do you guys think about this whole Jessica I. Sarah Coughlin situation?
Oh, my. I heard somebody tonight, and the guy you guys have been cracking my balls about, I heard his partner's video commentary tonight on it. And first of all, there's no point in addressing issues that are 10 years old that haven't been resolved. Like it's something brand new, you know, her failing for quote unquote a drug or a dirty test, whatever you want to call it. It comes down to, you know, the state of Texas obviously has always been kind of wacko with their commissions anyway, but dude, she took blood thinners, you know, because of a previous issue years ago. I don't see a big issue with it. I think people are making, you know, way too much out of it.
Interesting.
What's the blood thinner supposed to do? What's the benefit of that?
Well, blood thinner is going to allow you to transport oxygen quicker because it's not as, you know, it's, you know, a little bit, it's, your blood will circulate quicker, but it won't carry as much oxygen. So does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Thicker blood is going to have more oxygen in it, but when you thin it out, you can cycle it faster.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like making the laps quicker, but it's not carrying as much. Like, the load's lighter, but the trip's quicker.
Doesn't sound like anything that's going to change the outcome of the fight, though.
No, and then Sarah Coughlin, that really kind of, I was a little disappointed in, like, her response to the whole thing. Like, she was trying to make it seem like Jessica was out, you know, like, taking TRT and all kinds of shit.
Well, yeah. Once again, that's the verbal diarrhea from the Zuffa factory machine of media followers. They don't want they just want to post dirty test, drug failed. They don't want to say, look, this girl has repeatedly gotten exemptions in multiple states to have this in her system when she has fought and never had a problem. At the time, she did not know that she had to notify Texas because other issues that they said, you don't got to notify us about those. We that's not our problem. We don't care about it. You know? Yeah, it's a mistake. But this girl wasn't out banging roids in her butt cheeks. You know? I mean, let's be honest, man. Let's say what it is. You know? Prescription drug, you know, was found in her blood system. This prescription pertains to a medical condition that she's had for some time. Well, would that story sell or does, you know, Jessica I fails for dope? Well, that's not what, come on, man. You make it sound like she's snorting cocaine in the bathroom.
She's not?
Obviously not, because she fell for blood thinners.
Freaking frack. Total loss of respect now. If she'd have been mainlining cocaine in the bathroom, that would have been a way cooler story.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. If the headline would have read, Jessica I test positive for pre-existing condition with prescription, medical prescription, You know, would anybody have cared, really?
If she was getting a TRT replacement, would anybody care?
No.
Yeah, see? Buffoonery. Buffoonery.
Buffoonery.
Man, it's silly, silly, silliness, son.
What do you think about the
Jessica? Dude, what is your... Dude, that's a really interesting fight, actually. I think Alexis...
Oh,
if Alexis can't get the takedown, she could be in for a long night, because I think that Jessica has a lot more technical boxing and is a little bit quicker.
He's like, dude, he had an offer for either Bama or Kickboxing Empire.
What do you think, Jeff?
He told me, he goes, I think I should be standing there.
Skip, you
made yourself. It's very
dangerous. He's on it.
It's a really tough, real tough fight. I think I would lean towards Alexis, but I think that's a tougher fight than Ronda is, actually. I think these are two girls at the very top, and either one of them could be fighting her.
Yeah, I think the winner will be fighting her. Do you think the winner will be fighting Ronda?
I think so. I hope so. What are your thoughts on the Julie Pena thing after a few days?
I still think that it was an overreaction, and, you know, I don't really think it was malicious, though. I mean, I think it's pretty much just like what I read and what I heard and what we talked about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Josh Gow. I could never see him potentially hurting anybody, much less a girl who's his friend in the gym, teammate for a long time. I've heard her corner him before. I mean, they're definitely friends. She'd never hurt her. It's just people trying to make a story
really
out of it.
That's the part that was more confusing to me, is like, why would she make up some of this stuff?
Well, I don't know.
Or did Dana make up all of this? You know, or did it? Or did, like, the making up of the portion of the story start at Dana? Because I don't really see, like, you know, we've talked to Julie quite a few times. And I always got the feeling that she really respected her teammates. And, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that she's going to make up this whole story about Josh. I mean, even when I originally thought, I didn't even think it was that Josh. I thought it was Josh Reddinghouse.
Right.
I didn't think Josh Reddinghouse would have done anything malicious. I just think that he's kind of one of those goofy guys that sometimes might get caught up in the moment and something weird happens. You know?
Did you see the message that Josh Gow's wife posted yesterday?
Yeah.
It was interesting to me. That was very interesting. That made me more confused. I got confused.
Yeah, because that was where I started to wonder now, then, where is this whole story getting, where is, like, the fabrication of the story beginning? Because I would never have had that vibe from Julie, dude. I've always thought that she, you know, and I still I have a hard time believing that she made up all that stuff. I just don't think that's in her character. I think that the fabrication portion of the story started after her. Kind of like, you know, what was that stupid game we used to play in, like, elementary school where you told the story and then by the end you tried to figure out how accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chelsea game. Yeah, it very well could be true. And also, she could just have been really traumatized by what happened. I mean, the pain had to be out of this world, with it being every freaking ligament and her hamstring. It just had to be excruciating pain. So I could see a lot of things being said that she doesn't even realize she's saying, possibly. You know, that's a really severe injury. The pain had to just be off the charts. I mean, just one of those being hurts. All of them in your hamstring? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude, the hamstring is the one that would be the weirdest, because that was a complete tear of the hamstring, which means that thing's sitting up there at your butt cheek, you know?
Yeah, well, she left.
Like, when you tear it, like, it ain't hanging out all the way down your leg, dude. It's like now all of a sudden you've got, like, a watermelon up at the top of your butt, you know, at the top of your back of your leg.
It rolls up. It's nasty.
Yeah, dude, I mean, that's fucking horrible.
It rolls up. Yeah, that had to be out of this world. But I don't know. There's weird things in it. I don't know. I certainly don't think Josh is bad.
For me, it's just it's just a horrible situation, and I just think that, you know, I don't know, man. I think hopefully she gets back.
Yeah. It's a long road, though. That's a real tough one. But she can do it. She's done it once before. It wasn't this bad of a team, but she's done it.
And I think that she has the right mentality to be able to do it, you know?
Yeah, my only concern with her is that she has big girl potential. So this off time of not being able to do anything could be real hard on her. Because she has potential to be a bigger girl.
Okay, now that's an interesting point. Hey, Jeff, I want to talk about that. Look, we all see fighters all the time that get hurt or get one reason or another where they step away for 6 months, 8 months, a year. She's going to be gone. It looks to be at least a year and a half. How big of a 2 years? Okay. How big of a concern is it that she will add weight but not be able to get back down as easy?
She's young. I think she can get back down, but it's a longer road. You know, definitely a longer road.
So
she's normally walking. You know, if she didn't train and stuff, she would probably normally walk in the 150s. She's not a small, she's not petite.
But not a fat 150, though. You know, I mean.
No, just a bigger girl.
Yeah, like, she's a beast.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I found interesting was that I think this could say something about a little bit of overtraining, because I've heard a lot of things about that gym. They just spar all the time. They just fight. They don't drill enough and don't work enough technique. They just fight. And now this is the third girl in that gym to have a knee surgery. It's Julie's second one, and the two other girls have had knee surgeries too, all from, and that could be from just too much training. Training with guys all the time. Your training partners are all men and you're a woman. You know, that's Jason's toll.
But I can understand that, but if this is a complete accident, then that has nothing to do with it.
So I'm saying, as far as the road back, you know, or... Yeah, it does have something to do with it, because I think that some poor decisions were made, because supposedly she just did a really difficult leg workout an hour and a half before this. She shouldn't have been sparring with anybody. She just shouldn't have been rolling.
She should have been resting. She should have been resting.
And I can agree with that. You can't say that because she was rolling with a man versus a woman that's why it happened. This was ill responsibility of whoever was working her through her conditioning and the rest of the day's drill.
He's not just saying like that one time. He's talking about like in general, like they don't have a lot of girl, like, you know, over the long haul when you're training with guys, it's a lot harder.
Okay. Yeah.
Like dudes are going harder, and they're definitely not going to, like, you know, at that, like when you enter into that mindset where you're like, I'm a male professional fighter, this broad is not getting the best of me. I don't give a damn what I have to do. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is, I'm not, you know, she is not going to get me.
She will kick your ass. If you didn't fly hard, she would hurt. She'd hurt you. It'd be easy to if you have that mentality. It's survival is that you'd have to, or she's going to get you. But
I mean,
he is
that,
a lot bigger.
What do you think about that, Skippy? What do you think about that?
I'm sorry. What?
Way to stay in the conversation there.
I'm sorry. Something came up. It was almost break news time, but. So, what was the question?
Thought about what we just said, but you weren't listening, so you can't answer the question.
Okay, cool.
You're being selfish on your show from your website.
He just wants to talk. He's a talker, not a listener.
Hey.
You know, Skippy.
Listen. Yes, I could possibly be that. And don't start doing that crap, Lapaki. I'm serious, man. I have no problem bitch slapping you. Let me just clarify that, okay? I don't want a bunch of jokes like that.
You gotta be terrible to do that. You don't have a car anymore.
Actually, I do. I have two others. Why does everybody keep thinking I don't have cars?
Well, because you claimed you couldn't get anywhere, so we just assume you don't have a car when you say you can't get anywhere.
I chose to go to the best events that are held. I don't see why, you know, going to a MMA event now would have made any difference.
Yeah, you're right.
At the time, it wasn't defunct.
No, but I told you guys, this is not going to last. You guys are like, no, it's the greatest thing ever. They're going to change the face of MMA.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I never said anything was the greatest thing ever. You better take that back. Recant that.
The greatest. Yeah, yeah. I remember all those conversations. Don't y'all get all what with me. I'm not your girlfriend.
What are you talking about? Who's he talking about? Is he talking about me?
Yeah, I told you. I told all y'all. I saw the crystal ball. I told you guys. Like when Lopaki came
out.
Jeff,
I'm not sure really what he's talking about.
Me either.
Yeah. The Fox is no different than when you came out months before everybody else about Fallon or about Titan or about anything. I tried to warn you guys, and both of you guys were like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm just...
I want you to go back and find the tape where I said anything to do with that is the greatest thing ever. And if you can do that, I'll give you $10.
Or even me saying that.
Oh, hold on a second. What do I got right here? Here we go. I'm going to play commercial break.
Pro-Am championship belts who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am championship belts, proambelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am. Championship belt.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability, with over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm going to keep the headphones on.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude, don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low. Even though that went out of style like 10 years ago. Go, folks. Go. I got the swagger of a cripple. I got little biceps getting fatter in the middle. And lyrically, I'm not the best. Physically, the opposite of Randy Moss. And yet, so preposterous. Feel the awesomeness. The most obnoxious guest up at the sausage fest. Oh, yeah. The girls are repulsed, so I hide in my hood like I'm joining a cult. Uh-huh. I'm as nervous as my cattle, Dirty Curtis. All my writtens are bitten and all my verses are purchased. Me, I'll never date an actress. Got too many back zits. Plus, my whole home aroma is cat piss. Every show I do is poorly promoted, and if you like this, it's cause my little sister wrote it. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome. The swagger of a cripple. But check it out, I'm from Maine and I don't hunt. Nope, and I can't ski. Smoke weed, but I can't roll blunts. Find me whipped by my wifey, my neck not icy. Eating at McDonald's because Subway's pricey. And my unibrow's plucked. Just ask my mom if I could borrow $10. She's like, for what? Blunt wraps and some Heinekens, you skinny prick, go get a gym membership and vitamins. I'm like, Mom, please, don't blame it on me. I got my bad habits from you, Dad, and Aunt Steve. My attitude's sour, but my futon's sweet, and the hair on my ass, it is Jumanji. Suit untailored, ringtone, Taylor Swift, can't tweet up on my Twitter, cause I haven't done shit. Bank account red, body ungroomed, only thing good about me is I'm off stage soon. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude, don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
untailored ringtone. Furthermore, I'm cornier than ethanol, cheesier than provolone. I've spent ages 8 to 10 living in a motorhome with an ego the size of Tim Duncan. Even though I got shit for brains like a plumpkin, I'm 24 serving lobster rolls because I spent a decade filling Optimos. And I'm not even the bomb in Maine. On my game, I'm only about as sexy as John McCain. Now put your hands up if you have nightmares, if you wouldn't man up if there was a fight here, if you got dandruff, if you drink light beer. I'm out of breath. But I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
All on security. Please report to the main gate. We are about to unleash the Psycho.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clench Custom Mouth Guards. Clench Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinched.com. Again, that's GetClinched.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Okay, folks, we're back. Second hour. We'll have Gian joining us here in about 15 minutes. Thank you guys for letting us pay some bills and get a quick break in. I hope everybody enjoyed that song. It's the version, the musical version of Lopaki's Life. Jeff, and I played a little ad at the end for you, buddy.
Yeah, Carl wanted me to tell you you're fired.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, ask him if he can hire that one guy from Pennsylvania.
No, he's above this. This is below him. He doesn't do clown houses.
What am I going to do with the amount of money that I have?
I think you should count it.
I can't wait till Friday night.
Oh, I know. Friday night's going to be like tear him up a night.
Friday night could be an epic episode of the Road Show.
Do we see possibly running the Road Show and bringing back for a one-night special Broken Nose Radio?
No.
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 No. You guys said so pretty no. quick there. That hurt.
No.
We're just looking out for you, pal.
We're very fond of Broken Nose Radio and its great accomplishments. But we're also very glad that it's a thing of the past and it's just a memory that we can have now.
It's one of those
yeah.
things, if you weren't there, you'll never understand it. It's like Woodstock. If people try to tell you they were there and they really weren't, you'll know.
Yeah, thank God not many people were there.
Yeah.
But the people that were there, what a show.
What a show.
Okay. Yeah, what a show. That's a good way to put it.
I remember, like, sending text after text after text after text after text going, stop, stop, stop.
Dude, I'm super pumped to talk to Gian, man. He's got a fight on the 28th, I believe it is.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, the Katata Beach BJJ Open, April 23rd. It looks like it's going to be at Phuket Top Team. He's hosting it. That's cool. So if you're over there, get there. Check it out.
definitely going to do that, bro.
Actually, it looks like it's the event's actually happening today. Hold on, now that I'm going farther into it.
Peru FC should be going down right now.
Okay, there we go. No. Sweet. There we go.
Yeah, I like that new picture that Javier just posted for Revolver.
Oh, the double R's?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty. Yeah, I really do. I like his work. I think he does a great job.
It's all right.
It's all right. Dude.
It's all right.
I still think one of the best shirts he ever made was the one he did for Alfonso with the skull all choloed out with the pistols. Love that.
Yeah. I like the red Rob Can shirt. It was pretty cool.
Dude, the one
I like
with
the current gray with the blue writing. That one's pretty awesome. The green one with the lion and the tiger on it.
Yes. Dude, the old Thai style shirt that he does, that and the one with the two elephants. Sick. I still, and if he's listening, I want to know what's the deal, bro, with the artwork. I'm hoping he's working on it. That new shirt design, the new Thai t-shirt that he was working on, I can't wait. I think it's going to be the sickest one yet.
What the hell? I want you guys to look at this and tell me what you guys think.
Hey, by the way, have we heard when C-Note's coming home?
Like the 11th.
16.
We got another five. 2016. I don't know. No, it should be in like five, 6 days.
Cool.
I mean, I did touch base with Bailey. I haven't talked to her in like a week, and I was staying in pretty good contact with her, making sure her and the kids are doing all right. Kind of dropped the ball there.
17 days left till absolute chaos, folks. Yeah, I saw that fight poster today.
Yeah, does that mean that he's fighting, or is he just going to be there?
No, he's fighting. He's fighting Roy.
Did he get released?
No, they're letting him take that fight because he couldn't go to Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So he's fighting Roy. And Roy.
Look, that's why everybody, you know, who can, and I said this the other night, anybody who could see this kid fight, one last time at home before it's years, because after this, he's on a path with XFC that is going to put a title around his belt before the end of spring, and then he's going to be suspended. So, fight anywhere near home sometime to come. It looks like a lot of East Coast and Brazil trips for him for the next 18 months.
And he's Roy's kind of pitching him off, too, so this should be interesting. He's going to teach Roy Lowe.
Dude, is the Roof Raider going to be there?
The what?
Roof Raider.
What's the date on the fight?
The date on the fight is the 28th.
No, he will not be there.
That's so awesome that you
maybe
know what I'm talking about.
Maybe. Shouldn't say that.
So you're saying it's possible.
It's that would be the day or the day before he gets back from the game.
Long shot? Like if we were at the horse track, would you qualify this as a long shot of Roof Raider showing up?
If there's a paycheck there for him, he'll show up. But it's a long shot because I think he's going to be thinking about just seeing his girl. That's all I'd be thinking
about.
Yeah,
I bet you're right. How many altercations has Roof Raider had?
Probably the taxi driver, the cook, the guy that holds the door open for you, the guy that looks at you funny. That's an unmeasurable number. A lot. I'm thinking that his report card said does not play well with others a lot.
What are you doing, man? What just happened here?
What is he doing?
Dude, I'm so confused now. I don't know what's going on.
Excuse me. Maybe you shouldn't have your little friends over when you're doing the show. You seem to be a little distracted. Carl's going to write you up in your file.
I think we're going to have a conversation about this.
Did he hang up on himself? Is he gone when he's trying to get rid of somebody else? Did he
I don't know, dude. I'm in the middle of this crazy windstorm right now, and it's jacking up my internet, so I'm having a hard time watching the studio. I'm hoping that he's just in the queue. What's going on?
What other fights are on that card this weekend that are interesting?
RJ Mora and
Who?
Hold on, dude. Hold on.
RJ Murphy, is everything enough?
Yeah.
You
I don't
make
know
the fighters
are
you
combined. Who's
Ardani
Murray? Oh, Ardani yeah,
Murray, Ardani Murphy had a baby, and
yeah, RJ Murphy. RJ Murphy.
Who's he fighting?
I gotta pull it back up again. Hold on.
I can't find it. What the heck?
I got it.
What are you guys looking for?
Don't
Keith
you
Ford,
worry about it.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. I love that. Lepaki, are you ready?
Isaac Calro. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Never heard of him. Next,
well,
very rare.
Jeff
Dylan Morgan and Shane Freeze.
Shane Freeze, huh? Back? He's been out a
yeah.
long time. He's hella tough. Yeah, that's a Shane Freeze fight. He's badass.
Here's a couple of guys that our next guest should be interested in, and Freddie Arteaga and Solomon Jones, a couple of flyaways from up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Speaking of, we have Gion live with us now. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Welcome to Madhouse Live.
Hey, what's up, Madhouse? I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Dude, La Pulga, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you been, man?
Good, man, good.
Good to hear, dude.
So, I guess let's start off by getting, just in case there's new fans, not, you know, maybe never, you know, seen you for some weird reason, don't know who you are. Why don't you tell everybody who you are, what your record is, and where you're fighting out of?
Okay, my name is Gion La Pulga Herrera. I am a fighter out of Tampa, Florida. I feel like I'm blessed to be training with the absolute best over here in Florida. My record is 5-0. Have a few finishes as well as a couple title fights in there. I fought good guys before. I fought a couple undefeated guys. And I'm just looking to improve as a fighter and continue to face the best in the world.
Now, you got a fight coming up on the 28th, correct?
Yes, sir, against Josh the Fireball Mercado. Yeah, he's supposed to be a really serious fighter from South Florida.
Now, you know, we've heard over, especially when you were, you know, wrapping up things in your amateur career, you know, everybody kept throwing fighters at you saying, this is going to be the toughest guy, this is going to be the toughest guy. You have a great attitude about it. You're like, let's just fight. I don't really want to hear all the hype. You don't get a lot into the trash talking on the social media. Why is that you know, you just, what is it about you that you don't care what the fighter's hype is or who he is? You just want to fight. What's that inside you that makes you go that way?
I guess is I've grown up as a little guy. I was bullied a lot in school, you know, and a lot of the time, you know, the bullies would be like, oh, I'll meet you after class or whatever, you know, and I honestly wouldn't talk shit. I'd just be like, you want to do it, then let's do it, you know, and I got in that mindset of if we're going to handle it, there's no reason to talk about it. We just go in there and punch each other till somebody can't take it no more.
I love it. I love it. Now,
How proud does it make you, Gian, that this is going to be your fourth main event in 5 pro fights?
Dude, just the city, man. My city just supports me and backs me up 100%. I sell out the event every time. And honestly, bro, we're in the Showtime business. That's why, you know, when you see wet blanket fights, man, that's boring. The people don't want to watch that. You know, we're fighters. We're getting paid to put on a show. There's people that expect to see a show, and I deliver every single time, and that's something that the people always count on, and that's why they keep on coming back.
Well, you definitely, you know, a showstopper. I mean, you get out there, you're exciting, you're good to your fans, you're very interactive with them before events, after events. You know, I see a lot of photos with them. How much do you enjoy that passion that those fans bring to you as somebody they look up to and love to watch the fight?
You know, when I hear that I inspire somebody, that's what does it for me, man. Because I was growing up, man, and I'm sure you've heard the story many times. I had nothing really going for me in my life, and I was going down a horrible path. And for my life to change so drastically because of this sport, you know, and then it has that influence in other people's lives, like, whoa, you know, like, you got to do this, you know, why can't I? And that's the truth. Anybody can do whatever you set your mind to if you want it bad enough.
Gian, do you ever at times, like, you're like, man, I really don't want to do any more social media today, but then you just end up, you know, you push through anyway because you are really active, you know, and I think that's one of the cool things about you is that, you know, you pretty much are open to all your fans so they can really know who you are as a person, not just, you know, the way you perform in the cage.
You know, I was actually starting to think that might be too much of a problem because I've had fights where I'm like, you know, what am I doing, you know, spending all these hours, you know, on Facebook or on Instagram, you know, trying to hype up the fight a little more, you know, and it really started, like, playing with my head, you know, to a point where I had to slowly start backing off it and refocusing on things that do matter. Don't get me wrong, the fans, I love them. I love keeping everybody up to date, but it you can't let it consume you, you know, and I feel like I'm that type of person that I could easily be consumed by things like that, by social media.
Now, if I said you had to do social media for 24 hours straight or let the new nurse try and find your vein, which one would you go for?
I'll do social media. I would do social media all day. Man, that sucks so bad. You know what sucks the worst? Is that she stuck me and started wiggling the damn needle in my vein.
Oh.
And now, dude, I look like a heroin junkie. I got freaking bruises all over my arm.
God. So was it? They finally got it on the fourth try.
I had to ask the RN to do it. The registered nurse that was there, because she's like giving her instructions. She's like, "Can I poke this vein? Yeah, poke that vein. How about that vein? Poke that one too." And now I'm like, "No. How about you just do it?" And then as soon as she did it, they got it, you know?
It's amazing how that can work out.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, we got a guest that wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, of course. I'm open.
Hey, Rand from Minnesota, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, you're live with Gian. Go ahead, buddy.
I just want to let you know that you inspire many people, that we follow the RFC big time up here in Minnesota, and we just want to let you know that Mr. Herrera is one of our favorite fighters of all time, and you inspire all of us up here. We thank you for that.
Well, Randy, I love all the support. You know, when I hear things like this, it helps me push harder in the gym. It helps me run that extra mile. You know, it helps me just dig that much deeper. So when people like you guys show me your love, show me your support, all that does is just create a big ball of energy that I use it to explode on the opponent in the day of the fight. So thank you. Thank you for that, man. That does so much for me. You have no idea.
No, we thank you.
Thank you, man.
You're the best. Good luck in your fight on the 28th.
Which of Gian's fights is your favorite, Randy?
All of them. I love all of them. Actually, the first one, because it was so exciting. But even the last one, having two belts, he should go for three belts next.
Oh, man. Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
You're the
I
best,
think a
man.
Date
Good
with
luck.
Sergio Pettis would be interesting.
Sergio Pettis, who's that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, Randy, thanks
hey, now,
so much.
John, let me ask you
brother.
This, man. You fight in a weight class that is very, very competitive. There's a lot of top-level guys around the country. But you consistently put yourself up against the toughest competition, and maybe on a nationwide level you don't get some of the hype that some of these other guys do that, in my opinion, tend to fight tomato cans and have a hard time making weight. Is there ever times where you're like, man, what the hell is it with this guy here getting all this run, and he can't even make weight, and I'm over here fighting the top-level guys that I can find that are willing to fight me, you know?
Man, that's one of the things that I used to kick myself in the ass for, you know, because I feel like I'm doing so much, but it's still not enough. Like, people don't know about me enough. You know, and maybe that's why I spend so much time in the social networks. But honestly, man, I've stopped caring about it because I'm just looking at it as if as long as I'm doing my thing, staying in my lane, you know, things will come to me when the time is right, you know. All those guys fighting tomato cans, you know, getting the records up is good because when I go in there and I beat them, it's going to make me look better. So, you know, they can keep fighting the tomato cans. I've had to weigh in naked before, but I made weight every single one of my fights, and that's what professionals do, and that's how professionals conduct themselves.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about the head kick in the Bad Boy shorts with you for a second. Because you could pass that picture off as that being Shogun.
Yeah, you mentioned that. No, that's definitely me. Believe it or not, that fight was a catchweight at 140. The guy wanted to do it at 145, and, you know, I walk around 135. So what I did for that weigh-in, I went, had a really nice pasta, huge meal, and I weighed in with my jeans, and I weighed in at 140, and the dude was half naked, you know, and he weighed in at, I think, 140-something. But like I said, size doesn't matter. If the money's right, you know, I'll fight just about anybody. And it's not even really about the money, man. It's the challenge, is knowing that, you know, this guy's bigger than me, but I'm going to show the world that doesn't matter, that as long as you have technique and you put your blood, sweat, and tear into your craft, you can achieve things.
That's, well, you know, it's great to hear that you have this attitude. I mean, this is what we need more of in the sport. Got, you know, fighters, not athletes who fight, but fighters who are athletic, like yourself. And I love it. You know, you're obviously just getting started at this run. I know that, you know, RFA has been super loyal and good to you, but are you willing to take options maybe overseas or down in maybe Brazil or in Egypt if the contracts are right?
To me, that's what life is about, man. I want to travel the world. I want to face the best guy in your country, and I want to put, you know, my country behind me and my city behind me, and I want to take that with me and show the world that, look, this is where we come from, and this is how we handle business over here. You know, you put up your best against me, you know, and let's handle it. Let's make it happen. To me, that's what it's about. That's what fighting, that's real fighting, you know.
Well, I'm because you said that, there's a company in Canada, Havoc FC. They love to fly in American pros, and I guess it was about, 5 days ago, they had a 125 title fight with a guy by the name of Malcolm Gordon winning. I want to see you go up there and fight for that title. And I'll make sure I tag Jesse in a post because I talked to him when he was on the show about you, and I'll tag it again. But I want to see you go up there and fight him. I'd also like to see you come out here and fight Alex Corrales. I'd really like to see that fight.
Listen, man, I know
like
the guys
that
you're naming.
XFC.
the guys that you're naming are top level athlete and fighters. And like I said, to me, that's what it's all about. You have my attention 100%. I would love to travel the world and fight whoever it is, as long as I'm making a point that I'm here to fight. It can be anybody. But even though that's how I feel, it does come down to the coaches. You know, if my coaches don't clear the fight, then there's nothing I can do about it, because I'm not going to go behind my coaches. But honestly, man, we have so much faith in our craft that there isn't anybody out there that I can't go up against. And that's how we feel.
I love it.
Since you've been on the last time, John, has your favorite fight of your own fights changed at all?
My favorite fight, I think my last fight, I it wasn't as the way, it didn't go the way I wanted it to, but I was just very happy that I was able to stay poised and just have composure and not feel like I'm in a rush to like end things. No, I was thinking about everything that I was doing, and it showed in the fight, you know, that when you have your mind behind everything, you know, you're going to perform better. So yeah, I think my last fight is the one that I grew from the most.
And was that the fight with Mitchell?
Yes, that was with Mitchell Chamale.
Yeah. Now, where do you rank your upcoming opponent in comparison to some of the guys you fought?
Well, there's a lot of hype behind that guy here in Florida. Everybody swears that's going to be the guy to beat me. But I've heard this since I started my career. Oh, this is the guy that's going to beat Gian. This is the guy that's going to beat Gian. I've heard it every single time. You know, and let the people think that. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, not for a second am I going to think that he's going to beat me. You know, I'm winning the fight from the day that the fight is announced. Because I tell myself that once I go in there, I'm gonna leave there dead or just passed out, you know. But I'm not gonna quit or that will never happen.
Look, I want to talk to you about your the consistency here. In 2014, would you like to have four or five fights this year, if possible, or do you want to stay three a year? What would you like to do if you can, in the way of performance amount?
If I'm blessed enough to stay healthy, bro, I want to fight every month. If I'm blessed enough to just stay healthy and injury free, I would love that. I want to, because I've had a lot of time off. I quit my job for this fight because I wasn't able to train the way that I usually train for fights. So, and I had a really nice job, man, and I let that go in order for me to really, really give this fight the attention that it needs. And that's just sacrifices that people don't know about. They don't know it on my Facebook. They don't know it on my Instagram. You guys are the first ones to hear it, you know, and these are sacrifices that I make, you know, in order to have the best possible outcome. I know that in a fight, anything can happen at any given moment, but that's why, you know, we go to the gym and we try to minimize those mistakes, you know?
Yeah. I like that attitude, that what I call Jeff Munson, fight as much as I can, you know, and travel doing it. You know, I love that. And I think this is great that you go on the 28th, you shut this guy's mouth, you walk out with your hand raised. You know, I feel like you've done all you need to do in that state, and I'm hoping to see you either West Coast or Midwest or even outside the country shortly thereafter.
Yeah, man, that's a goal of mine. I need to expand. I need to see, you know, what the people in all these regions are doing, because wherever you go, you know, they're going to have a different spice for things. You know, if I go to Russia, I know I'm going to be going up against some Sambo motherfuckers, you know, that are sick with Sambo, you know, hardcore guys. You know, if I go to Canada, you know, very technical guys. If I go to the West Coast, it's everything, you know. So I'm looking forward and testing myself, man. This is why I do this. I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the attention. I do it for the test.
Something we like to ask fighters. Go ahead, LeBuck.
How important is this fight to you? I mean, you just told us that you quit your job because you really felt like you needed to give this fight, like, some extra attention, man. How important is this upcoming fight to you?
It's the fight of my life. every fight that I have is the biggest fight of my life because the level of competition is that much higher. The stakes are that much higher. You know, the trash talking is that much crazier. You know, like, I don't do the trash talking, but I hear it. You know, I hear what they're saying. I hear what they're talking about. You know, I try not to pay attention to it, but of course we all do, you know. But I keep to myself. I let it sit in the back of my head, and I let it push me during training. But this, for sure, is the biggest fight.
Is there anybody that you respect more than your opponent when you're in fight camp?
Other than my coaches and teammates, no. I have a respect for every human being that walks, for every living this planet, you know. But I try to give them respect even if I don't get any of it back or I get the exact opposite, just because I know that behind all that front, he's been training, he's been crying, he's been stressed, you know, and I respect that, you know.
Yeah, that's really what I think you've grown so much since we've talked to you, you know, in just that short amount of time. It's really been awesome to watch.
Thank you, man. And I'm glad you guys have been with me every step of the way, man. From the very beginning, you guys have been there.
Well, that's what we do. We like to find, you know, fighters who are, you know, at every level. And there's certain ones that we just click with because we like your attitude. We like the way you, like you said, you're professional always. You know, you show love to the fans. So we love supporting guys like you. And I'm just real curious, if we ask this to a lot of guys, and you're still young in your career, one city anywhere in the world you could fight, where would it be?
One city anywhere in the world. That is the best question I've ever been asked. I don't know, man.
I bet he says somewhere in Colombia.
You know, I thought about it, but honestly, from what I keep hearing, the competition level isn't where it is like it is over here in the United States. I would have to say, does it have to be MMA or could it be any fighting?
Any fighting.
I guess I would have to go to Japan, man, I think I'll go to like Thailand and do Kali over there.
Oh
wow.
Good answer.
That would be rad.
Dude, we got friends. We might be able to get you a house to stay in.
Bro,
dude,
listen.
Can you imagine this guy fighting on Dare? What about in the Dare tournament, Skippy?
Oh, we should so put his name in the tournament.
Telling you guys, listen, I want to travel the world. They even got, I don't know if you've seen it, but they got like stick fighting in Africa where they whip each other with the long, I would love to do that, man. That's combat, man. That's been part of human nature since the very beginning, and that's what I'm in love with, you know?
Dude, check this out, man. People have asked Skippy and I to have like a celebrity fight before, right?
Uh-huh.
But we have a common agreement between the two of us that if we were to ever fight, there would have to be in a Filipino knife fight.
Yep.
Oh. But no commissions have been willing to do that yet.
Oh, my God. That is sick. That is about the sickest thing that I've heard, man. That is awesome. That like gave me goosebumps, man. That's how cool that was. Hell yeah.
Like, how many times have we told that to promoters? If you want us to fight, Skippy, it's got to be Filipino knife fight.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I'm eating all that up, man. That is awesome. There's a system, dude.
And Gian, what we're talking about overseas and everything, just today, Tiger Muay Thai is offering 7 sponsorships to come train there. So you might go check that out and put your name in the hat. Because
Whoa.
You can go and fight in Laos, Cambodia, Bangkok. You can fight quite a bit as a pro over there and get paid. Not a lot. But you could get paid if you needed to, but you could definitely try to at least get into the training camp that's going to be scholarships.
Of course, man. And is this like an MMA scene or more like a Muay Thai?
It's at Tiger Muay Thai and mixed martial arts, so you're going to be able to go Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with great coaches, Muay Thai, MMA. I mean, they've got some amazing coaches in that. I mean, it's one of the
Thai
oldest.
Boxing.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A cool sponsorship program. I'll share the link on your wall for you.
Please do so, man. No, you definitely got my attention on that. Like I said, man, I'm in it to become a better person and fighter along the way, you know?
Now, John, who are some of your main training partners for this fight?
Well, I train with Dervin Lopez for this RFC. He's going to be fighting James Brasco for the 185 title. This guy is just knocking people out left and right. He went over to CFA to face this black belt from South Florida that everybody was hyping all about. It's funny because you hear the commentators, as soon as they go to the ground, they're like, oh, look at the black belt trying to make quick work of Dervin. Sure enough, Dervin avoids every leg lock he went for and knocks the guy out, you know? So, yeah. So, no, we got a really good team over here. I train with Marcos Briones. He's also a professional. Alon Cruz is also a pro. And my coach, Coach Daniel, he trained with, Emmanuel Stewart. Yeah, he was Emmanuel Stewart wingman for a while. So the man knows what he's doing, you know, and he knows how to read fighters. It's definitely a solid camp. I also train with Bill Banks as far as jiu-jitsu and just about everything else that comes with the game. So we got a really nice camp here in Tampa, and little by little the world is going to start seeing it, that we come to fight.
And how's your family doing? I mean, everybody is healthy and everything's okay?
My baby boy, he's healthy. I'm going through a custody battle right now, and, you know, it's a bit tough, you know, now that I don't have a job, it's even that much tougher. But I know that all these sacrifices and everything that I'm doing, I know that this will pay off in the end, and I will be able to provide the life that my baby boy deserves.
Now, have you got him training yet?
He's always asking. I mean, like, he holds the mitt and I hold the mitt for him. But I don't want to put too much pressure on him just in case, you know, because you see it a lot, like fathers, you know, for example, like they take their kids to football practice every day and then they get to high school. Like, no, Dad, I don't want to do football no more. So I kind of want him to figure it out on his own. And then if he ever comes up to me, he's like, Dad, I want to be a fighter. Like, for real, I'm like, that's the worst mistake you could have made, but I got you. You know?
You're like, if you insist, dummy, let's go.
Exactly.
I'll ask you this question again in a week, and if you still want to continue, then we'll
yeah, exactly.
I'll give you an out, but if after that out, you still want to go, I never want to hear you say you can't handle it again, you know?
Exactly, man, because everybody thinks they want to be a fighter until they get punched in the face really hard.
Who's hit you the hardest?
So on my pro debut, I think this is what made everybody in Tampa want to come out and fight me. We have this drill where it's really hard to land punches to the face. And this guy snuck 3 clean punches. And it pissed me off so bad that I put my hands down and took 5 shots to the face. And I, from what I remember on the video, I guess I ended up just walking the guy back with punches to the cage, and then the round ended. And then I saw myself stumbling into my corner. And I don't really remember much after taking those hits. But those were the hardest punches that I've ever felt. And I think that's what gave me the reputation here in Tampa.
What did that tell you about yourself, though?
That I'm an idiot. That I almost got, dude. I was rocked. But I mean, it does give me that confidence, you know.
Yeah, like sometimes those moments of idiocy can be really beneficial down the road.
Oh yeah, like I won't do that ever again for the rest of my career.
Yeah, that's a good mistake to make in your first fight and learn from it, you know.
Exactly. But yeah, man, no, it was definitely a learning experience. Hats off to the guy. But I did notice that after that happened, the guy just wasn't the same anymore in the fight, from what I saw in the video. And I mean, come on, you give the guy the best 5 punches that you can possibly give him because he's allowing you, and nothing happens. You know, what more can you throw him?
You broke him.
Yeah, I'm not one to like point out people's flaws, but yeah, I did see that in the fight that he was broken.
You know, I mean that
you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, Lepaki likes to ask fighters, you know, would you like a head kick KO or do you want to beat somebody till they submit? And, you know, I kind of agree with Lepaki. I mean, you know, it's got to be a great feeling when a guy taps from you punching him so much that he's like, I just can't take it anymore, you know? So
hell yeah.
To break a person in the cage, is for as a fighter who's done it, does it push you to go harder or do you feel like I've got this?
Oh, no, no. That's blood in the water, and I'm a shark. I go in for the kill. Although with this guy, even though I did break him, we still went to decision for this fight, you know. But I've been in other fights where as soon as I smell that weakness, I just it turns another gear, and I go harder and meaner and more intense.
Man,
I think that the Jovan White fight is a good example of that.
The who?
The Joe.
Oh,
White.
The Joe. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny you mentioned that because yeah, that's the fight that I was thinking about when I said that.
Yeah, that's the one when I remember, you know, watching your fight. So that's the one that sticks out the most to me about seeing that happen.
Yeah, no, that's the fight that I was thinking about. You know, the guy. I guess he must have been a hard puncher, and when he saw that I wasn't going down with all his flurries. You know, he's kind of like, damn, what else do I do? And then that's when I just started picking him apart.
Now, is the elusive TKO something that you really, you know, is that still that thing you want to mark off the list? Or does it really matter?
Love,
just take it how they come?
I'm getting to the point where I'm just taking the wins. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to sit there and lay on top of a guy, you know, for five rounds. No, not at all. I'm not that guy just because I know that this is show business, you know. But I do want to get a knockout. I haven't gotten a knockout yet. You know, I've been close to it, but I've never knocked anybody out. I've gotten a few submissions, but a TKO or a KO would be lovely, man. That'll be something that I would love to scratch off.
I got to ask you, where are all your belts?
They're in the kitchen table right now, next to the posters and flyers for advertising.
Do you?
How many posters have you signed so far?
Oh my God.
How do I get one?
Oh, dude, I'll send them to you. I mean, I know that they're not giving the fighters as much posters anymore because I guess the promotion was throwing out just so many of them because they didn't get to use them. But I have a couple posters that I would like to send to you guys up there, man, for sure. If you can just message me the information, I'll send you guys some pictures, some posters, and all that good stuff so you can have it out there.
Oh, we'll hang
Hell
it
yeah,
that would
be rad.
We'll get it framed up and hang it in the studio with all the other, you know, memorabilia for sure.
For sure, dude. Just give me an address and it'll be on its way. I give you my word.
Oh, yeah. We'll hang it up there right next to all the fighter walkout shirts that we've supported, Eddie Blackburn's retirement fight shirt, all that
Wow.
Good stuff.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. Make sure you send me a picture of it, though. Once it's up there, you guys got to tag me in a picture.
Oh, we would definitely
do
that,
yeah,
you,
dude.
Brother.
Nice, man. Nice.
Before
hey,
we...
John, you want to take a minute and give a shout-out to all your sponsors real quick?
Yeah, man. I only have one sponsor as of now. I kind of like took my time off to just focus on the fight, not even going out looking for sponsors really. But my sponsor is Advanced Performance here in Tampa, Florida. They got just the best discount on sick racing wheels. They'll hook your car up if you want to tune it up and turn it into a fast car. You know, they'll hook it up. If you want some really nice, good racing tires, they also got it going on. Toyo Tires, they're also really good people. And those are my only sponsors.
You got anybody you want to thank or any social media information for fans to follow you?
Yeah, no, for sure, guys. If you can follow me on Instagram at 813Pulga, P-U-L-G-E. I mean, G-A, I'm sorry. So it's 813P... Oh, my God, man. I don't know what just happened. Pulga, okay, I'm gonna say it one more time. I hope everybody's listening. 813-PULGA. Thank you.
Man, Gian, I seriously, man, I know that you're getting close to, really focusing on camp, and you took time out again to come kick it with us. So I want to thank you. You know, as a fan, I also want to thank you for what you've done, for the performances for all of us to watch. And, man, I look forward to a long career. And for sure,
thank you, man. No. I appreciate you guys having me on board. Like I said, you guys have been with me from the beginning. You guys have helped me reach out to people that I would have never done, been able to reach out to. So honestly, I'm very thankful for it, guys. Thank you for everything that you do for all the upcoming guys. We need more people like you, because believe it or not, people just want to see the champions up at the top, and they forget all about the little guys, So thank you guys for that.
Hey, of course, man. You guys, and that's I think part of the thing that people don't understand is that, you guys put in the same amount of work, the same amount of sweat, the same amount of blood, the same amount of tears, and it's just just because you haven't hit the top show yet doesn't mean that you shouldn't have, your moment.
Yeah, man. No, I completely agree. But you guys understand that, and you're showing the world that, and that's what counts.
And I'll tell you what, Dare MMA, man, they got $1 million tournament going on. They haven't filled up the 125 class, the 135 class, either one of those. So you should look into that, man. That's $125,000 to the winner.
Oh, my God. Dude, please send me the information. I'm trying to get out of this poverty, man.
Man, you're always a great guest. I will send you a link also on your Facebook page to Dare, so you can go check that out.
Perfect. Awesome, man. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I know it's late. We love having you on, man. Go relax. Enjoy the rest of your night. Sign some more posters.
Remember to send me that, man, because I really want to send you guys a little package up there, man. So please send me your details.
Oh, we will, brother. No problem.
Hey, man, have some fun training the rest of the week, Gian, and we'll look forward to talking to you after your next victory here on the 28th, brother.
Beautiful, my man. Thank you for having me, guys. MMA Madhouse is the place, man.
Dude, hey. Thank you so much, Gian.
Yeah, all right,
brother. Y'all take care now.
Man, folks, you guys don't know about this kid. Get out there. Follow him. Support him. Man, if you're a sponsor, get up and step up and sponsor this great young man who's a phenomenal fighter, a great representative of the sport. Just somebody, get out there and show this kid some love. He needs a break, and he busts his butt to be the best fighter out there you guys can see. So we love him, and we're going to continue to support him.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to his upcoming fight, man. I hope he gets that TKO, but I think it is a tough fight. I mean, he's not, he ain't facing a, he ain't pulling the Henry Cejudo.
No.
And he makes weight.
Yeah. I tell you, man, this win could get him.
I almost wish that, yeah. Finish it. Say it, Skip. Say it.
It could get him to one of the top four leagues in the world. I truly believe it could. I think he gets this win, and he could get an opportunity to fight somewhere else, whether it be for an XFC or an MFC in the States area, or whether he goes over because of his weight class, something like a 1FC or an M1. I personally would love to see him go down to EFC. You know that. I think they've got a great 125.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I think he would do great down there against the talent they have.
I wouldn't mind seeing a trip down to Brazil to Jungle Fights either, though. Something like that. Or
great.
Southeast Asia.
I like the Jungle Fights. They've got a really tough 125 class down there.
Yeah, I would agree. Totally agree. But I even think somewhere like Pancrase or Dare Dare, and there's a lot of he's in that weight class where when you start going more international, the level of competition actually improves.
Yes.
Unlike I mean, I think that, you know, around the world you see a lot more 135, 125s. What I would almost like to see is for him to go out and spend some time training at Rise Combat with Anthony and Chris Carriasso and Casey Kelly and all those guys.
That's a great call right there. That would be a good match because those guys are, you know, all similar in nature and also in fight size. So that I think that could be a great gym for him to go to, you know. I really like
and
that.
And I think in personality. I think in personality a lot, too.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good mesh, that way.
I totally agree. You know, they're killing it, too. I mean, that gym is just really, once again, Zuffa Zombies might not know it because it's not a Jackson's or a Rufus, but they are producing monsters out of that gym.
No, well, yeah, dude. And I think Gian's on his way to being a monster, you know. I know that we would like to see him and Alex fight, but I would almost rather wait like 2 years and watch them fight for like an XFC title. Or
I'd like to see him actually go up and fight Malcolm Gordon for the 125 of Havoc. I really would. I think that's a great match. I think it's a title that he could win.
I like that.
Hey. I always butcher their name, Inca, the New Year's Eve group, the guys who did the New Year's Eve show.
Anoki Bombay?
Yes, they just announced starting April 4th, terrestrial broadcast, MMA in Asia, and it will strictly be MMA-only events.
Yeah. Hopefully we can hack into the closed caption TV, closed circuit TV of China.
Oh, we can. I got plenty of TV leagues for China.
That's the beautiful thing about China. They encourage pirating.
Well, I'm ready because, you know, obviously here shortly, folks, you're going to get one of the baddest interviews that anybody has ever seen as Brandon Resnick is going to sit down with the one and only Lapaki for a one-on-one interview, which I'm super pumped about. And on top of that, Ruff is going to be giving us another link this time for the fans to watch the fight. So I'm super excited about that. Plus, we're going to have a couple of interviews coming up with a couple of the fighters, which I can't believe, you know, that he's going to set all that up and get the translator set up for us. That's really cool.
Dude, did you see the interview he did with Casey and Cyrus?
I did. I watched it last night right before we posted it up on MMAMadhouse.com. You guys can find
it. Is that your website or is that? Where's Jeff?
Oh, he's here. He's just muted.
Unmute him. He's been talking for 10 minutes.
He muted himself.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
That's weird.
Wow, Lapaki, thank you. That made my day much better.
I figured it would. I'm still kind of in shock by it.
He happens to be out helping a customer right now.
Oh! Hey, I think we have Siri from iPhone.
What?
On. Siri, how are you?
I'm good.
Siri, where is the
are
closest...
Are you nervous right now?
Where's the what?
Closest
blockbuster.
You know, I have no idea.
I thought you were Siri. You're supposed to know everything.
Well, Siri, I'm not Siri because Siri is not a very nice person. I almost forgot this was the Wednesday night show.
Yeah.
Siri is all-knowing, but she's going to take over the earth. You mark my words.
Hey, by the way,
I think Siri's already taken over.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Hey, Stormy, I want to tell you that the Clinch Custom Mouth Guards Facebook page has probably one of the coolest profile pics ever. So, right on.
Does it?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, it is? I haven't looked. I've been so busy.
This is a buffoonery.
Clinch Junior Fight Team right now, so...
Who's that? Who qualifies for the clinch? Is Nico on the clinch custom junior?
He was my very first sponsor, and that was actually my very first sponsor. And he also was our first junior. So
nice.
Now I have a junior fight team, and they're pretty fantastic people. Great kids.
How many are on the team?
There were four, and now we have just added another. And please don't ask me her name, because Jeff has added her, and and I'm not quite sure what her name is yet. I've got to send her some stuff. But there is a process to go through. You don't just ask to be sponsored and you get sponsored. You have to fill out a questionnaire and send it back, and then we decide, you know, whether it's a good fit for them and us.
How frustrating is it when people don't fill out the questionnaire and they just sit there and spam email you?
It hasn't happened yet. Most people are pretty excited, and I deal directly with the parents most of the time, and then the kids occasionally, but mostly the parents, because, you know, as a parent, you don't really want some other stranger adult talking to your children all the time without you.
Yeah, as somebody without kids, I wouldn't really even comprehend what you're talking about right now.
Okay, well, that would figure. Well, just imagine that somebody else took your sandwich.
What is that supposed to mean, Stormy? What is that supposed to mean?
That's supposed
don't
to mean
be a brat.
You don't have children.
I still owe you for the sound horn in my ear. Don't forget, I have
a
job.
Yeah, the air horn. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeff's going to hate
really
you
surprised.
One day when I get him.
I was surprised because it was sitting on my desk, and I was like freaked out when I looked at my desk and it was sitting there, and there you were, and I was like, oh my God. But you didn't do it. You didn't see it. I was pretty excited about that. Because you do owe me. I'm going to have to admit, you do owe me.
That
I'm bailing
I do.
Out, guys. Here's the end.
All right. Have a great night, Stormy. Thank you.
Hey, LaFosse.
Hey,
Skippy. Where's that shirt from Eddie that he signed for me?
You don't have a shirt from Eddie.
Oh, he called me just yesterday and asked why I didn't have it hanging. He's like, I shouldn't.
Because...
His exact
because you
words,
never got a shirt
from
Eddie.
With Rob, and he said you would get it.
No, I didn't.
You
shouldn't really try to spread malicious lies like that around.
I will have
nobody
no problem
believes you.
Get him on.
See, the contingency for you to get the shirt was you actually had to go to K-Sport.
No, that's not what he told me. He said, I gave it to Rob. And told him.
Yep, he gave it to Rob. He gave it to Rob because I was there, man. I was there to support Northwest Elite Tacoma. I was there putting in the time, the miles, the hours, man,
yeah.
The sweat.
Yeah.
You know, I was there watching the fights.
And what the great thing is,
I wasn't cheering.
In the studio getting trashed, and I still was awarded the T-shirt by Eddie. So thank you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You never were awarded anything. You were awarded a swift kick in the behind, and you got the right to stay at the Hooker Hotel
Confidence.
On March 28th and 29th.
Heart and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports,
Oscar.
We want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.